Welcome to Shomar Shov on the Daf. She is sponsored by Nishmas Haim Yaakov Shalom Leah Basitzchok. We're holding in Makis Daf Yud Beis. The Gemara Mudal says, "Omer Shlokish Shalosh Toiyos Osit Soros Shel Roimi Litois." There's three mistakes that the Malach of Roimi, Rashi says, is the Samech Mem, that he runs to the ear of Batsu and with hopes that he'll be saved in the time, the end of the days when Mashiach comes. Says the Gemara, there's three mistakes that he makes. First, he thinks that Batsra is a Ir Miklot, it's only Betzer. Second, he thinks that Ir Miklot is Koil B'mezid, and he is Shoigig. And three, that he thinks is Koilet a Maloch, and it's only Koilet an Adam. Now, two Nikudas we'll discuss over here in this Gemara. First of all, obviously, this Gemara is very difficult to understand on Pipshat. And the Maral gives us a little bit of a key to understand. The Maral says, he starts by saying, "Da ki maimer hazeh hu misoide ha-toyro." It's one of the secrets of Torah. So the Maral starts by saying, what's the idea of golus? The Maral says, golus is a punishment. What is the punishment? When a person kills, he's doing ktsitzo. He is separating an ishamar from a guf. Even though he's killing b'shoikik, he's still doing that. So his punishment is also to be niktas. What does it mean he's niktas? He has to leave his place and go to golus. It says the Maharal, we mentioned the previous year, that when a person is killing, he belongs to the Samech Mem, that that's his whole tafket. That's what he's trying to do, to kill people. As the Gemara tells us, that hu yitzer hara, hu satan, hu malach hamavis, it's all the same entity that's trying to cause a person to do a chait, to cause a person to be punished, to separate the neshama from the guf. So any killer belongs to that koyach of the Samech Mem. Now when a person goes and does this kritzicho, this killing, he goes to the Ir Miklot. The idea of the Ir Miklot is that the Ir Miklot is cities that belong to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one who puts everything together. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Echad and is the Me'achet. He unites everything together. So a tikkun for the one who did the Ktzitzo and the Afrada is to be in the Ir Miklot where there will be a Chibur and a connection. The Maral goes on then by Arichus to explain how each one of the Ari Miklot that mentioned in the Gemara is connected to one Mido, this Mizgal from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which we're not going to go into in this year. But he goes on based on this to explain that the Sar of Edom, the Samech Mem, his mistake that he's making is not a complete mistake. He's just taking the concept of Ir Miklot. He says, if there is a tikkun for someone who's killing, who belongs to the Koichas of Midas Adin of the Samech Mem, of the koyach that comes to separate, and he can fix it through the koyach of the Ir Miklot, says the Samech Mem, says the Satan, I can do the same thing. I should be able to do the same concept of connection. And the Maral ends the whole piece to say, it's not a full mistake. A full mistake means it's completely wrong. It's not completely wrong. The idea is correct. Ir Miklot is a way to correct the koyches of what a person did something wrong and he acting like a Samech Mem, the Ir Miklot fixes it. So he merely says the Samech Mem, I should be able to do the same. But he makes three mistakes. And in short, says the Maral, mistake number one is Betzer and Batzer is not just the names of the places. It's how bad did he do it. When Adam did the Maisa that he did, he's still Adam. His Midas Adin is softer. Batzer is a stronger Midas Adin. That's why you have the extra hay. The Sata, that's his mission, to be the din that comes to separate people. For that, you don't have a tikkun. And this is really the next two things that the Gemara says. Number one, that he's doing it b'mezid. And number two, that he's a malach. And all that is coming to say, the Ir Miklot is a fix when a person did not do this in such a severe way. He's not a separated bad sin. So then he can come and fix it, connect HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But the Samech Mem, that he's a malach, he doesn't bemeze it. And he's midas adin akasho, he cannot come and correct it through going to the Ir Miklot. He can't connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in that way. Ein shom shadvarim nifloim ad lemoid. Now one aura that we'll focus over here is, the Maharsho points out, the Rashi, on Yishayo, Perek Samech Gimel, he says that it's not three mistakes that the Sar of Edom is doing, only two mistakes. The mistake of Betzer and Batra, and the mistake that Shoigig and Mezit. He does not mention the mistake of an Adam and a Malach. So the Maharsho explains, because the mistake of Shoigig and Mezit is the same mistake of Adam and Malach, because by a Malach there's no Shoigig. But the Aruch HaNer says that really this is a discussion if a Malach is called the Odom as well, he brings the Yerushalmi that says in Yumo, it says, Chol Odom lo yebo el Moed, you now have any person in El Moed when the Kohen Gadol goes into Kodesh HaKadoshim, says the Yerushalmi, Chol Odom, even a Malach which says in them, Pneihem Dmus Odom. So says the Aruch HaNeir, based on that, a Malach is also an Adam. So that's why Gius says Rashi that he brought in the Navi, is that we don't say that the mistake is that it's an Adam and not a Malach. And really, this is a Chakira of Yosef Engel, the Beisa Oitzu, Mareches Aleph Dalet. When he speaks about, is a Malach called the Adam or not? And he says there's rise to here and to there. Our Gemara is Mashma, that an Adam and a Malach, Malach is not called an Adam. That's why only Adam goes to here, Miklad and a Malach. And the Yerushalmi Yuma, the Aruch HaNeir mentioned, your mashma that Malach is also called an Adam. And that will be the difference between the two Gersoras and our Gemara. And we'll conclude this discussion with the Shem Yishmuel, Parshas Gedoshim, Yir Tafresh Ein, that he goes to explain what's the reason of our Gersa that says Adam v'loy Malach. Because by Adam, you always have Ischachos. You always have a renewal, and Adam is always progressing. So one can go to the Yir Miklat and fix his and correct his deeds and become a new person and come out. A Malach doesn't have that ability. Ask the Shem Shmuel, but we know the Yitzhahara is Mischadish Ola B'chol Yoy, and the Yitzhahara always finds new ways to attack the Adam. So you see that also Yitzhahara, a Malach also has the ability to become new. Says the Shem Shmuel Givaldik, he says the Yitzhahara is not becoming new. The Yitzhahara is always the same. He starts a new attack on the Adam. The Adam was changing, now the Yitzhahara looks to him like something else. Because the Yitzhahara is so consistent, it's so the same. So that's why he always has the ability to become new to the Adam. Because the Adam changes his position, the Yitzhahara comes again in his new position. The Yitzhahara is the same thing, always attacking the Adam with a new attack. But it depends on the Adam. The Malach himself has no Yitzhachos, and that's why a Malach doesn't belong to the Ir Miklot. Anyone who wants to join the Shomach Shove email list or WhatsApp group, please email shomachshove@gmail.com.